Kaiba's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
Round 11. The Playing for Sheep Stations League is going gangbusters. Round 10 saw 2 scores over 1700, 12 scores over 1600, and 11 scores over 1500. Not bad from a bag of band of misfits. It was the week you either did or you didn't. I think you'll all know the answer was Ryan Pappenhausen. Mark, I know you didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah. Trainer, I know you did.
Yep. Another good week, so...
I've gone, joined tonight by Trainer, the three-peat specialist. We'll call you MJ from now on. Three in a row. Are you going to retire?
I should
crushing
retire.
Crushing it. It's nice to see one of the original Shepherds going bananas. 1700. You look back through the archive and you told me you've been 1700 once before, but that was in the crazy season of 2021.
Yeah, 1766, I think.
Time for your humble brag, mate. The floor is yours.
1713 was 620th for the round. A few of the boys were saying I was a smoky to win, but I think they were dreaming. Coming 2662nd now, so in the top 2%. Yeah, Captain Pappy, happy days.
If you didn't, did you have a look at what would happen if you didn't Captain Pappy?
I don't have time for that sort of stuff, mate.
Only looking forward, Mark. We'll break up some good scores with yours this week. How'd you go?
I refuse to comment. I actually didn't even write my score down. It was a bit poor.
Jesus Christ, you've gone all guardsy on us.
Yep.
None of your business.
Delete the app. Get lost.
So you don't really know how you went.
Actually, off the top, I will stick up for Dan and myself on the chin lift last week. That was a genuine outrage. Honestly, just because we're well-rounded followers of all sports... Unbelievable. Actually, and damn, I like this bit. What I'm filthiest about is that Guardsy suggested I was a Swans fan. Like I'm some eastern suburbs latte sipping toff. My God.
Isn't that who goes to Swans games, though? Swans fans who do those sort of things?
Not when they play the Giants. I'm a genuine Westie, Matthew.
Ah, I see.
One of my western suburbs roots. And like every other western suburbs team I follow, they let me down, so...
I loved the little early crow too. I got a little text message while I was in the stadium going, there's a great sound from the west winning. Of town or whatever.
Before the start.
Before the start of the game. And
I was enjoying my tomato sauce at the SCG.
Very good.
Yuck.
Hi, Dan. How'd you go last week?
Hello, listener. World's busiest man.
I'm just going to paint a picture for you, though. Dan is in a full 1988 Broncos original Powers tracksuit. It's outstanding. I wish this... I might get a photo and put it up. I've got to do something.
It's a visual medium.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dan.
Big dress ready to pod. Anyway, this is what happens because I'm only here part-time. 1635 for me last week. Pretty happy with that. Up 5,200 green arrows into 11,000... Well, yeah, about that. 11,029th spot overall. Pretty happy, but as I was saying off air, the sit versus start chat there was none of that. I literally had every available player in my squad playing last week.
And when you do the best work,
that's when I did my best work. So I think I'm just going to trade out anyone and just be left, just pull enough out and just be left with 18 players every year.
Not a bad strategy, Dan. Don't do it. The Munster Hunts scored 1566. I was pretty happy till I saw everyone else's 16 and 1700s. But it did see more green arrows. So I've come in to 20,113, which means I've made up about 10,000 spots in 2 weeks, which I'm pretty happy with. Another 5,000 jump.
Definitely found all of them.
Yeah, another 5,000 this week. I'd be pretty happy if I can just keep going. I mentioned the league above. We've still got LeBong James leading. His gap is narrowing with trainer closing slowly, but he's getting monster scores as well. So he got 1670s or something this week, and he had a pretty big score last week. He's into 781 overall. So we've got someone in the top 1,000, which makes us legit now. So that's good. Let's go straight into Teamless Tuesdays. No Thursday game. I'm assuming the Women's Origin is
Women's Origin on
on
Thursday.
Thursday night, which gives us three games on Sunday, which isn't too bad to round out the week before Origin teams are named for the men. Mark, are you going to go through
They're
teams
named
or
at
have
the end of
you?
the round, aren't they? So it'll be after that 6 o'clock game.
Well, there's no, it's there's yeah. I think New South Wales usually name on Sunday night and Queensland on Monday morning.
Because they're followers.
Something. Oh, I don't know.
Yes, I've got the teams. Here we go. So we kick off Friday night, 6 o'clock. Crackerjack game, Knights versus Parramatta, McDonald Jones Stadium. Fletcher Hunt debuts on the wing for Greg the Leg
You
Marzioux.
know a bit about this kid, Matt?
Yeah, coached him through school footy. He's a bloody champion of a kid from Warren. So yeah, has played
How
a
old
heap
is
in the
he?
halves and yeah, can pretty much play anywhere in the back line. It's just,
Do you think I
yeah.
read today?
What was that?
20 years old, I think.
He would be. So still like eligible for flag and yeah, he's just been dinking along and working his way up and yeah, he's a great kid. Stoked for him.
Nice little debut.
Well, you'd love to make your debut against a soft team like Parramatta, I suppose, wouldn't
He's got
you?
a flying mullet like it's very similar to Fletcher Sharp, so
I
he's
did
got
see
him.
the name, the Fletchers. You've got to have that haircut.
Yeah, pretty much.
I did see him in the trials, I think, with a with that haircut.
Shout out to Fletcher Myers, who does not have that haircut.
No wonder he got dropped from the NRL at that point. Anyway, for Parramatta, Zach Lomax back on the wing, replacing Simonson, who's done his foot coincidentally. So,
What's going on with feet at Parramatta?
a good foot coming in for a bad foot. Yeah, who? Don't know.
So will this young kid go up against Zach Lomax?
Well, I'm assuming he'll be left wing and
He's a
Zachy will
pretty
be
good
right wing,
right.
won't he? So,
A tough initiation into first
yeah,
grade, isn't it?
fucking fold him, Fletcher. Won't worry, mate, he'll fucking rip in.
Yeah, the only other change for Parramatta, Matt Dory into the back row for Guymer. He wasn't named anywhere, so perhaps
Foot injury.
he's injured after starting for the last couple of weeks in the back row. Anyway, the interesting one out of that game is, I mean, Ponga scored. What did he score last week?
33.
33 against
He was on 36 at half time.
Doesn't matter. It dropped out and everyone scores anyway.
deadbeat Titans, so can he score against the deadbeat Eels?
You said something like that, didn't you? 35 or something at half time. Not too bad. And he went backwards.
Yeah, I think so. And
Oh.
stupid headgear dog.
Funny round, wasn't it? There were a handful of those games where teams dominated
One
and
half.
led easily at half time, only to just come out and capitulate anyway. The second game on Friday evening, the Dogs and the Roosters, 8 p.m. at Accor Stadium. The Dogs must be getting down to their Ron Massey Cup and Sydney Shield sides to fill their forward packs
They've still got utilities in
here
swinging utilities, mate.
at the minute. Harry Hayes is coming for the weak gutted dog, or do you call him the weak ankle
The
dog?
weak ankle dog.
Who broke
10
his ankle
weeks.
10 weeks? So it must have been, it was the. Let's blame the Canberra Stadium surface because Nicholson did his same sort of
And
injury,
he's
didn't he?
12 weeks.
Anyway, Luke Smith debuts off the bench with Hayes moving into the starting pack for the Roosters. Lindsay Collins back on the interchange bench. Must be Origin selection time. Lindsay's decided he's going to come back and have a game for the
Did
Roosters.
you know that Critter's had 200s in a row? Anyone notice that? Two scores over 100 in a row. He's looking actually very good for Supercoach when he comes
Well,
back after the
hope.
Origin period.
Oh, looking very good for destroying a Queensland side, I'd have thought. But anyway, that would be nice.
The least he can do.
I'd play for that shit club,
Oh, Supercoach, I won't just play him.
yeah. Thanks, Dan. Moving on to Saturday's games, Dolphins and the Warriors kick off proceedings 3 o'clock at Suncorp Stadium. The Dolphins are 1-17. For the Warriors, James Fisher-Harris returns from a pec injury. That's earlier than expected, I think. But I noticed Jackson Ford and Bunty Afoa both drop out of the squad. It's an interesting bench that the Warriors have named with Tamari Martin and Sam Healy both on the bench. Healy's like a number nine, I think, and
Yeah.
Tamari Martin's not a big body, so
Kuchner and Clark.
interesting bench. Aaron Clark should get some pretty big minutes there, you'd imagine. What do we go to? The Cowboys and Manly.
I also think it's probably good for scoring 3 o'clock at Suncorp. That was a pretty good time slot for Magic Round. I'm pretty sure the day games at Suncorp usually provide plenty of open games, so not a bad one if you're thinking about picking up someone like Herbie Farnworth as well. Potentially go there. And Roger might be back.
He's on an extended bench, old Roger. That'd be tying to a pick. He'd be pretty stiff. He's done all right. Roger out, but them's the breaks, I suppose. Cowboys and Manly, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. up there at North Queensland. Hod really moving the deck chairs around. He's doesn't like his halves, just like Adam O'Brien. So Clifford's dropped. First he punted Duffy. Now he's punted Clifford. So Purdue moves to number six, Dearden to halfback. Zach Labatt comes in at centre. So interesting. What do you think that does for Purdue's Supercoach out? Because he's scored well in the centres, taking hit up, scoring tries.
Well,
Do you think that helps or hinders?
puts him one closer into the action. He'll get his hands on the ball a bit more. He looks a runner, and that's the dangerous part of his game. If you own him, I'd probably hold him to have a look. What's the worst that can happen? You might lose 20 or 30 grand having a look, and he could come out and smash it, hold the spot for 3 weeks, and then you've got a jewel that you can shuffle up into the 5-8 position, which is hard to fill, I think. So I'd certainly be having a look at it. I don't think it's we know what he can do at centre, so hopefully he does the same at 5-8.
After the Manly side, Jazz Tavanga moves up from lock to number nine. Simpkin can go to the bench. Jake Trbojevic drops back to the 13, and Bullamore goes to prop. The interesting one in the Manly side is, for me is Tom Trbojevic. Does he get picked for Origin, do you think? Does he get a wing spot in Origin? Certainly, you wouldn't think he gets picked ahead of Crichton or Luttrell in the centres.
I wouldn't think so. Brian Toto didn't look like he set the world on fire on the left wing. Kind of makes me worried now that Carraz might be in a box seat to get a wing spot for New South Wales, because two blokes that he's kind of up against, well, three, like the three blokes that I think are in the frame, are all coming back from injury. And if Lomax doesn't come back looking spot on, don't know. It's a bit, that's probably the position I'm most worried about.
It'd be an interesting one, Trbojevic, if you can pick him up. I think he plays all the major buy-arounds, Manly, don't they? It's a couple of the
I'm
minors.
not letting Guardsy pick him up. If he tries to, I'm going to drive out to Mudgee and hack his computer, honestly. He's
All
trashed him. He said never again. Everyone heard it? We've got witnesses.
finalising Saturday night, we've got the Sharks and the Storm, 7:35 at Shark Park. Talakai returns on the bench from his concussion last week. He's a straight swap for Hazelton, who busted his shoulder last week. Teague Wilton's on an extended bench for the Sharks, so Billy Burns' spot there in the second row might be under a bit of threat. For Melbourne, Harry Grant only named on an extended bench, so it'll be interesting to see whether he gets some game time under his belt before Origin or if he goes in cold.
They'll pick him.
Who gives a shit because he's a Queenslander?
They'll pick him though. Like if even if he doesn't play, they're going to pick Harry Grant, aren't they? Queensland, like
100%.
100%. Yeah.
And Kamakamika back onto the bench, which means Nelson Asofa-Solomona drops to the extended
Come on, Mass.
bench.
He had probably the best game of the last 3 years, and he gets dropped back to the extended bench. Seems a bit strange.
Yes. Moving on to Sunday's games, you Broncos fans will get turned away from Suncorp Stadium at 8 o'clock on Friday because they don't play until 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Be careful if you're driving to Suncorp Stadium in the car park because Ezra Mann is back for the Broncos.
He'll be on a bus.
He hasn't got a license.
Well, didn't stop him last time.
Oh, please.
Clearly.
We're not doing this. People can reform. Although it did look like he was in a
Second
car.
chances are
It did look
free.
like he was in a car the way he ran over that fullback in the Q Cup.
Amazing.
Holy smokes.
Willison named a start in the back row. Peter Kura on the bench. Madge could be playing funny buggers there again. Who knows?
Still no sign of Ben Takura, trainer.
No, Fletcher Baker retains his position.
He played
Yeah.
reserve grade last week. Like
Yeah,
he's
he's
been
played all year. There's nothing wrong with him.
unbelievable.
Is the
Does
only thing
doesn't
wrong
even
with
get a look in the
Madge?
22. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take him at para. We need a big man.
Yeah, well, we know he's lots of
Right.
things at Parramatta.
Rolsey's selling all ours off.
For the Dragons, Toby Couchman is out. I know that disappoints one of us here on the lounge this
Selling him. It's not me. Selling him.
evening.
One place for P Hearts.
And speaking of just playing funny buggers, Shane Flanagan's at it again. Picked his son Kyle again. But no, Leilua named on the bench, Egan to start. But to be honest, who the hell would know what happens there?
I didn't have
He should
any.
get fined, honestly.
I don't have it anywhere else, really, to chat about because we've got other things to talk about. Like in King Togia, 30 odd on the weekend. The 80 drops out of his rolling average on the bubble. What do we think? Anyone buying? Anyone getting? Anyone downgrading?
Not for me.
Dan, you were all in before.
Yeah.
Had a rejig.
Had a rejig.
You went to the mortgage broker, found 90 somewhere else.
Yeah, well, so for 90. I did politely ask the boys for 90K if anyone had 90 just throwing around, but they wouldn't give it to me, so
What are you worried
it's not a
about?
chance.
Why would you not go there? Who wants to lead?
Because I think he'll get stuck scoring 30 for the rest of the year. Like he did on the weekend with the try assist,
Yep.
so
And I suppose like you've got to get out of him somehow.
And that's the battle. This is, I'm not doing it. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate because I think minus 50 break even, a lot of people see that. But they don't realise that the 80 will roll out and then his break even will quickly get up to that 30, 40 and he'll sit around 250,000, maybe 300. I mean, I predicted that with Robert Darby as well once the 100 dropped out, but the bloke somehow keeps scoring Supercoach points. I've got a rant about that a bit later on. I worry that nearly every cheapie that we've had this year that we've shit canned a little bit or said might struggle with points has actually just had two or three really good rounds, got up to 400,000 and been able to get out of. Most people don't need cash, but it's probably not a bad time to build a bank, particularly if you can go like Nathan Cleary out this week, move someone from your 5'8 position up to halfback and buy him and cash in 500 and something thousand, like to spend across your side. Elsewhere, that's the only thing I'm thinking because we get three trades next week for if you've got a boost. Might be nice to be able to really shape your team for the bye period. So that's the argument for doing it, I think, and just crossing your fingers and hoping it works out like every other cheapie has this year. Haven't convinced anyone? No, I'm still not going there either, I don't think. But just thought I'd present that as an argument because I know people that listen will be wondering if we don't speak about it, why we didn't speak about it. So if you're going to go it, do it because who says we get it right every time? We get it right very rarely. Trainer's getting it right more often than us, and Guardsy's your man with those sort of decisions. But yeah, just a bit of an argument around why I wouldn't.
He's not at speaking about another sport somewhere this evening, is he?
I've got no idea.
Oh.
I would think not. I
Oh.
don't think Guardsy knows there is any other sports.
Probably fighting his demon child or something.
Or he'd be
Yeah.
UFC. I think that's about the only other sport in boxing. Anyway, carry on. Thanks for
Carry
the
on, righto.
king of Cogra chat.
Yeah, Sunday, 4 p.m. down at Canberra, the Raiders take on the Titans. You wouldn't have liked to have been a Canberra player this week, I wouldn't think. After they turned their toes up after halftime last week, I think Ricky would have perhaps labelled a few of his own players weren't gutted dogs during the week this week. But Big Red back at prop after his spell with concussion last week. That means Hosking moves straight into the back row for Nicholson, who's it's broken ankle, isn't it?
Broken and
Syndesmosis.
syndesmosis, two surgeries, 12 week expected time frame.
There you go. So pretty good run for Hosking there
As long as he can stay fit.
in the back row. Yeah, it is. Yep. Then for the Titans, Kieran Foran named to return from the bench in his first game of the season, and Jamin Jolliffe returns there too, but otherwise everyone owns Tino. Who else would you? Jaden Campbell came
Campbell.
back. He actually, it was funny listening to the commentary in that game. I can't remember who was in commentary, but they were talking about how he looked like he was struggling and, struggling around the field. And what did he end up on? 80 something?
84. He was struggling around the field. He was still better than
Is
most
that
of
like a
them.
40-point play though?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's still better than most of them. So he's nice. I'm glad I held him. About one of the things I've done right.
Oh, well, there's another mistake I made, so bloody
Yeah.
hell. Rounding
First
it.
mistake all year.
Rounding out the weekend of footy, we got the Tigers and South Sunday 6:15 at Campbelltown Stadium. Stafford Toa is back, replacing Naden in the centres, who drops down to the bench. Noah Pole is out injured. I think he's done his knee, so big Royce Hunt is starting. That means good things for Tyrrell May. He might have to play
90.
160 minutes in the front row
Oh
for
my
the
God.
Tigers this week with Royce, his starting partner.
When do you reckon Royce gets subbed? What minute?
20.
You reckon the 20th? He'll make it to the 20th.
Well, he has to get 20 in.
I reckon between 18 and 19, like 18 something.
There you go.
There's a market. I might frame one with sports, but frame your own market.
Yeah. And then for South, Alex Johnston returns from yet another injury layoff. He replaces Fletcher Myers, who was dropped because he doesn't have the Fletcher haircut, presumably.
AJ Super Chief.
It's the only change for South
Dance man.
Sydney.
And I don't actually think anyone in the top 10% owns him. I think he's 0% owned. So,
Hot squad.
there for you, Dan. Thanks, Mark. No other additions. Anyone want to talk anything else around team lists, or we'll just skim over Guardsy's chin list because he's not here. He would have been pretty angry with a whole heap of stuff, I would reckon, out of that Broncos game. That could have been a long one if he was here. So maybe he's self-excluded because of that. Don't know. I'm going to read Jamie's. So Jamie will give a fair synopsis of. Jamie and Guardsy have been on the same sort of wavelength the last few weeks. Another massive week for scoring. Congratulations to those that scored well. Oh, shit, I've pushed something here. That's good. Todd Smith, 3 points. Soft high tackle on Murray Taulagi, then a cow gets hit high soon after with no penalty. Bateman offside after Drinky touched the ball with his foot. Add on 3 or 4 forward passes that he let go. Yeah, I thought Todd was easily the worst referee of the week. That ball,
I
the
did
bomb
quite.
that came up, Trainer, you said, how can we tell if it came off? I went back and watched it. It came off his shin. Didn't even come off his foot. It dead set hit above his foot. That was atrocious. Todd is a coward. Wouldn't make a decision. Unbelievable.
Well, it sent Todd Payton mad anyway, so
Oh, Todd Payton.
that was a bit rich considering in the Cowboys'
Well,
first part, I think there were three forward
and
passes.
when they showed an angle of that one for that plays through to Papali, and it shows that his hand pushes it
Yeah.
back. Like it, there's an angle that shows that it was pretty good. Belinda Sharp, 2 points. So Guardsy, you'd love that one. Put Fodawaker on report for shoulder charge, but after Tino headbutted Thompson, I don't understand. Soft high tackle on KPP, had 3 challenges overturned. That's right. Every time I challenged, and she was wrong. It was unbelievable. Wyatt Raymond, 1 point. Missed forward passes by Donoghue and from the Eels. Blew the whistle to give a penalty, but didn't know what it was for or who to. Who are the targets? Oh, then he asked the question, who are the targets for downgrades to raise some cash for the buy coverage guns? I think we'll talk about that in a little minute in our set of six. We talk about Nathan Cleary. We've talked about whether you want to go like in King Tonga, but we haven't really decided to go there. We're getting through this quickly because no Guardsy's rant for 10 minutes. We'll just start on the set of six. What do you reckon?
Get into her.
Okay, tackle one. It's just me teeing off on Robert Darby. Is that 70 the worst 70 you've ever seen in Supercoach? How he got to 70 is beyond me. And what made it even more of a stinger was when Nico Hines downgraded from 90 to 74. Nico's game being only 4 points better than Robert Darby. Give me a spell. Nico looked amazing. I expected fully with updates for Nico from 90, I expect him to get his unicorns and get over 100. And they robbed him of 16. This is a bit of a rant for around the chin list. How did the Supercoach scorers give Cleary a try assist a few weeks earlier when he kicked one and Bostock kicked it further across the field in goal? Cleary got the try assist because of a kick. Nico kicks one in, Garrick fumbles it, and then the Sharks score and they take that off him. Riddle me that. Anyone got an answer? I want to know. There needs to be an investigation. Jeff Toovey needs to be on board here.
It's a circus.
Actually, didn't run enough. Get a bit angry.
Do you understand it?
No, I can't understand it. It's the same as line break assists. Like Nicholson popped that ball back on the inside to Weeks or whoever it was and didn't get a line break assist. Like centers are putting wingers away all the time and not getting them. I don't understand how it works anymore. It's got me bluffed.
Poor old Robert Darby, back to him because it was the worst 70 I've ever seen. Five handling errors, four missed tackles by a winger. Seriously, four missed tackles. I wouldn't have even thought a winger would try and attempt four tackles in a game. On the other side of the coin, he had 37 points in hit ups, two offloads. Imagine making five handling errors and still having the audacity to throw two offloads. Seriously, Robert Darby, unbelievable. I'm just furious because I didn't buy him. Guardsy did. We all shit canned it, and Guardsy was right. I bloody hate that. Anyway, lucky he's not here.
And he won't listen.
And he won't listen. No. Tackle two. Now, this is another one. I've had a few questions around Scott Drinkwater, especially non-Scott Drinkwater owners. The questions I've had are, do we need to get him? Can he turn up for a fourth week in a row? Do non-owners need to pay 906,000 this week with a 54 break even though he doesn't play the first bye round? Trainer, I know you're a drinky owner. If you weren't, put yourself in my shoes. You're not a drinky owner. Put yourself in Dan's shoes. What would you do? Panic?
Oh, 900,000 is a lot of money.
Can you keep copping these scores though?
No, I don't have the answer to that.
Like, as a non-owner, do you just have to bite the bullet?
Well, it's kind
Or
of
is
like
it
me and
stink of?
Tedesco, I suppose. Like, I really want Tedesco, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get him. So you've just got to try and get someone that's going to score as best you can, to fill the gap without paying 900K, I suppose. Like, just
It's
buy
just too
Tommy
much, isn't
Turbo
it?
and hope for the best. Like, you don't have a lot of other options, really.
It's just a bridge too far, isn't it? 900,000. You've missed the boat.
Like, if I wanted Tedesco, then I'm probably going to have to sell Pappenhausen. And I don't like Pappenhausen's still not worth what frigging Tedesco is worth. So I don't know. It's you just got to work within your parameters, I suppose, and just try and make good decisions on based on that.
Yeah, Dan, what are you thinking? You're tearing your team apart. You're borrowing from the devil. You're bringing Lycan King Tonga in to get him. Well, that's the level you've got to go to try and get him.
Yeah, see, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. At the end of the day, you just need 17 scorers in the park. It doesn't have to be, three fullbacks or whatever. Like, Kalen Ponga dropped out of my score last week and I scored 1700. Like, just, make your team work, not necessarily pay 900K for drinky.
Good advice, Dan.
Great advice.
Where are you at now, though?
But
Have you made it work in another way?
Believe making it work without getting Lycan or Lincoln, whatever his name is.
Lycan,
Lycan.
I think. So, Mark, what would you do?
Oh, I'll sit in the corner and cry like I did when Pappenhausen went friggin' mental on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not an owner, but I just don't think it goes against everything that I know around playing Supercoach, spending 906,000 on a guy. I'll do that and he'll come out and, knowing my luck this year, you'll hate me if I buy him because something will happen and he'll go back to Gutho style, score 5 under 40 and be 560,000 within 6 weeks. You're welcome.
Well, and I mean, to be fair, like the Cowboys have just changed their halves as well. Like
Yeah.
things could change there, so.
Yeah, I'm not buying this week.
That's right. Hopefully he gets more involved, Matthew.
I looked at
Oh, I'm hoping so.
I looked at historic Supercoach for the gun players, and not many Supercoach. So I couldn't really find one who went 400 plus scores in a row. Like, it's pretty rare. I got back to 2021 Turbo, where he scored a couple of big, maybe three big hundreds, had a 60, and then went 220. That was about as grand a season as you could have. So unusual for someone to be on such a tear for so long. A down week. As a non-owner, I'd be stoked if he scored 90. I think it gives me a chance to compete with those other blokes that I'm going to have instead. So we'll get off drinky there, Dan, while Dan still feverishly tries to figure his sums out over here to
He
see.
just let out a deep sigh. But he didn't quite get
I'm
there.
getting the abacus out.
The socks have come off. Tackle three, Aaron Clark, 65 minutes, 75 in base in his ton, his second ton for the season. The bloke keeps getting it done. Three round average of 92, plays 11, 12, 13, and 14. So great early round buy coverage before a buy in 15. 668,000. That's the bit that's a bit hard to swallow when you could have picked him up for 350 or around that earlier in the year. So there's no value money wise, but there's value points wise with the role that he's taken on there. The bench looks amazing for him this week as well. Two utility little men on the bench. He's got to play 60 plus minutes. He's going to keep playing 60 plus minutes without Walker there. Dan, I know in the hurly-burly and the financial abacus work to get drinking, you might have gone a different way, and you might have taken some of trainer's advice and tried to get a couple of blokes that'll get closer to drinking.
The good thing about being on this podcast is that you're getting the live advice, and so you can just make the changes as you go. And you don't have to wait till tomorrow for it to be uploaded and all that kind of stuff. So I have, yes, made a few changes, and I do like my man Aaron. I was very, very big on Aaron at the start of the season.
Dan did say he hopes Aaron can lead him to the promised land, and I just confirmed if it was Aaron Clark or another Aaron that we don't know
Well,
about.
definitely not Mullen. Yes, I'm very, very happy with Aaron Clark. So Aaron Clark is coming into my team this week.
And we also just had a little chat. I'm sure it's a buzz in the podcast world as well. The image of Jamie Chapman was sent to me as I was trying to do the intro. It was the image of Jamie in her bikini, but I understand there is an image AI generated that has no bikini. And I made the comment that I used to love GI, now I love AI. So just
Disgraceful behavior.
it's not something I've seen with my own eyes yet. And I know that there's probably a dirtbag bastard named Dino that might have access to something like that. And if you're listening to this pod, be a pal. Send it to trainer. He's on pat leave. Righto, back to Aaron Clark. Back to Aaron Clark. Mark, are you thinking of going there? Is he on your watch list? Trainer, I know you're. I'm going to just. Trainer's got a black book. Is Aaron in your black book?
He probably is, but I'm probably not going to be able to get him.
Mark, thoughts on Aaron?
I'm probably in the same boat. I potentially could rejig my trades because at the moment I've got Lucas up in the second row forward position, so I could get rid of one of those maxed out center cheapies
Greg.
and oh yeah, Greg and move yeah, well Greg will be a sell, yeah. Move Dylan down and Aaron, but yes, he's an option.
And what do you think his floor is? What do you think Aaron's floor is if he's going to get 60 minutes? Is 60 the floor?
Oh, with base like that, you'd think it's got to be 60,
And I think we
and you'd
saw.
probably be disappointed if that's what you got, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, especially if you're paying 680,000 or whatever, he's 668. But we saw a bit of this at the Titans when he played 13 and got a few minutes at the Titans as well. So it's not a one-off, or it's not just a little 3 week play. When he played this same role at the Titans, we have seen him succeed.
I was very excited with Aaron when Tohu retired, thinking he was just going to take the 13, but Dylan Walker.
Oh, you've seen the difference Dylan Walker's made for Parramatta. They only start looking good when he comes on the field.
Yeah.
So,
Well, only lose by single figures now, so
yeah,
how good.
bloody oath. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm looking pretty closely at Aaron Clark, especially with that early buy round 11, 12, 13, 14. I don't mind that. I'm not.
Join me. Bring it
Yeah,
in.
I don't think so. I don't know what I'm doing with trades this week. I think I'm either going to make none or boost. Like, that's kind of where I'm at to do any.
I think he got a bit pushy there, Dan. It was
Yeah,
put him off a bit.
you did. You did. Right, tackle four. Let's get back into some serious stuff here
Shit,
because
boys.
people don't want to hear our dribble. My dribble in particular. Tackle four, holding or selling Nathan Cleary. He has, in the week, Ivan has come out and confirmed that they won't travel to New Zealand after Origin 2. Origin 2 being in Perth. They play a few days later in New Zealand. None of the Panthers boys will back up, which means that he plays a maximum of four of the next nine games. 700 and how much is he? 712 or something, I think, from memory, maybe a bit more. So that's a lot of money to have.
764.
Or 764. So that's a lot of money to have sitting there when there's a bloke named Jerome Hughes who could come into your team.
Nico.
I hate when you say that, but who calls him Nico?
It's the bloke who takes the piss out of Buzz Rothfield.
Oh, righto. Okay. Oh, anyway. So Nico is owned by 67% of the top 10% of teams, plays 7 of 9, misses 13 and 18. And I do a bit of a summary at the end. Sandon Smith is a guy that most people don't have in halfback at the moment. They've got him up in the hooker spot, so you could easily do a bit of a jig there. But I don't know if you'd want a hooker, but you might be able to get someone with dual through him. He's 80% owned by the top 10%. Has a great mini and major buy round draw, so that's the attraction of him. Luke Metcalf, a guy that a lot of people moved away from earlier, has started to come good. Still owned by 29% of teams. Misses 15 and 18. So after their early round bye, it's pretty bad from round 15, missing those few games. Jerome Hughes, I expect his ownership to go up 13.4%. I thought it might have been higher. A little bit worried about a shoulder injury that didn't seem to worry him against the Tigers, but let's be fair, he didn't have to do a lot with his shoulders in that game. Probably could have played in a dinner suit and gone straight out afterwards and not even had to have had a shower. Play 7 of 9, but I think you've got to buy him this week. You've got to make the trading and get the benefit by having coverage in round 11, because he misses round 12 and 15. So if you wait till 13, you've lost two. So he's only going to play five games if you don't pick him up now, sort of thing. Isaiah Katoa, 1.9% of teams, misses 13 and 18. Which is the same buys that Nico is out as well, so that's what makes that one a little bit tricky. He's been really consistent this season with a low of 42 and a top of 98 against Melbourne. Seven of his 10 scores above 60, which is pretty good for a young half, and he's a guy that I think we're going to have in our teams for a long time. But the guy that really piqued my interest, he must be low 700s, is he? Fogarty, that's where I've got his price from. Jamal Fogarty, 1.6% of teams, over 700,000. I'm pretty sure.
19.4.
Yeah, so he misses round 15 and 19. So Nico misses 13 and 18, which means for all major and mini buys, you'll have a gun halfback.
Break even 101 this
If
week.
you go with Jamal, you don't necessarily need to do it this week if he's got the break even of 101, but he does play the Titans this week, so that's a pretty good matchup as we've seen for the last few weeks. Yeah, any thoughts on training? Last week, you said you weren't going to sell Cleary. Have you changed your mind with the fact that he's definitely not backing up after Origin 2?
Oh, I think that one was always going to be a long stretch, but he should back up for the other two post-Origin games. So what'd you say? He plays 4 of 9.
4 of 9 and the rest all play 7 of 9. So he plays three less games across that period than anyone else if he backs up after all of the other Origins.
Yeah, but I suppose, like, back to my sort of logic before of, even if he's sitting on the pine, like, you still just need to have 17 blokes on the field that do the job. It doesn't necessarily have to be two gun halfbacks or whatever. So, I don't know. I've gone pretty hard with trades early on, and I think holding on to Cleary at this point, with what I've worked out, I should be okay numbers-wise.
You're still sitting firmly in the camp of hold.
Yeah, I think so. As I said to you before, like, I looked at Jamal Fogarty. He's one that is pretty appealing with their draw. But yeah, otherwise, none of the rest of them are really, really jumping out. And even Jamal, like, he's not a noted Supercoach player, even though he has gone quite well
Yeah,
this
this
year.
year consistently gone well this year. So
Yeah, so.
he's a guy that I would have gone, oh, yuck. I would never do that. But then when I looked at his, and I kind of still had that preconception in my mind that he was that guy that would get a 20 or a 30. And he still could, but they seem far less often now. They seem like they run a lot of attack through him, and he gets a lot of kick assists and that sort of thing. So, Mark, where are you sitting with the camp, sell or hold?
I'll probably sell because I see it as an opportunity to get someone who's playing three more games than him, and I need points. So,
In a high upside position.
so that's what I'll be doing. I'll probably be trading Erie out this week. Originally, I'd thought Jerome Hughes, but I'll have a look at friend Jamal, and I'll probably still go with Hughes, to be honest. Yeah, makes and it also frees up a little bit of cash as well. So.
So Jerome Hughes misses 12 and 15, which also sits pretty nicely with Nico, because Nico misses 13 and 18. So you can look at it that way. They kind of complement, and you'll have a gun halfback for those weeks. I get what Trainer's saying with you only need 17 players. It doesn't matter where they come from. You can get an AE in that position. I guess it's probably tricky if you've got a hooker that won't play in that time as well, and you've got a number of positions, or I don't know how it might work out. But Dan, are you in? Do you own Nathan?
Yes. Yes, I do. I own Cleary, but I think I'm going to sell him this week too.
I think it's very much position based, and because I'm coming 20,000th, I really want to be a bit more aggressive through this period. So that's why I think I'm going to sell as well. If I was coming 2,000th, I probably wouldn't. I'd bank that trade and just try and hold ground on that position and make moves elsewhere. So that's the difference in strategy, isn't it? I suppose, depending on rank. So that's good. Tackle five. This is a bit of a conundrum. I'm not sure if we're all Kalen owners, but do we just sell this week, or do we just let it cook and see how we end up? Because he plays Parramatta. He's already lost a shitload. I think he's got a break even of 48. No gimme that he's going to get it, but it is against Parramatta.
Oh,
But we did say that
you'd
against the
accept that,
Titans
wouldn't
last
you?
week.
Like, I sort of held because you saw the run of games, you went, oh, he's got the Titans and he's got Parramatta back to back. You think, well, he'll probably make some of his money back, but negative.
He looks a very disinterested footballer. Did you see the press conference when O'Brien was trying to say, we're picking the best team we possibly can, we don't have better people in these in the positions that you're all talking about? Ponga shook his head and rolled his eyes, and it wasn't like a voluntary thing. It was like that
So
involuntary.
he's the one bloke in the Knights playing squad who's not off Jackson Hastings. Is that what you're
I
saying?
think he's probably a bloke in the Knights team that likes to win. I mean, they all probably like to win, but I think a lot of it falls back to him. And I don't think he sees eye to eye with Adam O'Brien, but I don't think people see eye to eye with him either. So it seems an unhappy marriage at the moment, and one that I can't see lasting forever. But he looked all right in that first half against the Titans. I don't know what happened. I don't know what they put in the sheds, or what they went the wrong sheds or something, but
I think what
oh.
happened in the sheds was that thing in Men in Black where it blanks their entire memory because they just forgot that they gave the ball to Dylan Lucas and
Oh.
he ran straight over the top and gamble, and then they
Unbelievable.
never did it again.
Yeah,
Good day.
well, we've done that tick. So, are you a Ponga owner,
I'm
Dan?
not, mate.
Oh, you lucky bastard. It's
Yeah, I sold him. I
Trainer,
sold
you
him.
are, aren't you?
Yep, I'll be holding firm against the Eels and then punting next week, hopefully.
Is there a world where you don't play him this week?
No.
No, just take the chance and watch him drop out again?
PC.
Yep. Man, he's one of the highest upside players in the game. It's like when all these idiots didn't play Reuben Garrett the other week. Remember
Yes.
that? Just play the man.
And he scored 160 or something, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was lovely. And then I sold him. What an idiot. Anyway, now I've got to get him back. I don't have enough trades. Oh my God. Anyway, Pod Squad. Guardsy's not here, but we'll tackle the Pod Squad without him. I've got a couple of nominations. I had Brendan Piacura. I didn't realise that he hadn't been named to start the last few weeks, and then has played 80. Well, last week he played 80, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. So he's 303,000, owned by 1.6% of people, with a -14 break even. You're looking to downgrade cash. People that need to get off Nicholson. What's Nicholson worth? 500.
Yeah, 550 or something.
So you're making 250 there if you go to Brendan Piacura, who can be a genuine. You said it the other day in our chat. Like, worry
Oh,
nothing, and you can go someone like him.
my plan for weeks has been to drop Kant or someone down to Piakura, but I don't see how you can do that when he keeps getting named on the bench. It's
Yeah, they play
a
on.
massively risky play, and the
Well, and
Broncos'
they play
buy
on
coverage isn't
Sunday.
that good.
Totally. You also don't know whether he's going to run out with that target on his head this week because he seems to be the bloke that just cops it, doesn't he?
I think if you've got
But
plenty of trades left, maybe that's a move, but if
I
you're
think he's going to get a lot of game time this year, and it's probably better than getting enough. Like, it's got to be.
Well, in hindsight, maybe I should have bought him instead of Cane Bradley the other week.
Well, even the best make a bad decision,
But
don't
yeah,
they,
like at that point he was playing 30 minutes a game off the bench, like, and he can so easily go back to that, so
mate? Yeah,
it's a super risky one.
that's the tricky thing. It's this week really, because if he plays 80 minutes and gets 60, he's going to go up a fair whack, and then it doesn't feel as good. And that's a bit of that one. The other one that I looked at, he's expensive, but geez, he's going well this year. Cale Iro, very low ownership, 5.2% for a guy that a lot of people had from cheap last year. 694K, break even at 74. So it doesn't have to be this week, but when they're on, he's just.
Did he score a try this weekend?
He didn't pass it to Ronaldo. Remember, he
I think he scored a try in every game that he's played this
And
season.
last year he sat along and he only scored with about 3 rounds to go or something. He couldn't score a try, and this year he can't stop scoring tries. And Jamal Fogarty's the other one, 1.7% owned, 101 break even, so it doesn't have to be this week. You can kind of sit on that one if you want to. They play round 12, I'm pretty sure. So he could be one that you could sit on Cleary this week and see how you go and see how you. What your numbers look like for next week after the Origin teams are named, and he's a guy that you might be able to pick up there. Anyone else got any other pod squad members that they want to announce this week?
I mean, I'm Captain Obvious, and he will go up in ownership, especially if he doesn't get picked in Origin. But Tom Trbojevic, I had a look at him this afternoon, and he's literally owned by 90 teams in the top 10% super coaches, so 0.5%. That will go up,
He's
but
going to be 500 and something thousand,
don't
isn't
imagine there's going to be a lot of people like our good friend Guardsy who potentially cared off. So even if he does go up, he could still well and truly be in that pod territory, I think.
he? Danny, you a guy that'll go back to Turbo?
I said I wouldn't, but maybe.
You've changed a lot this pod already, so you were.
Dan, God's busy being rubber arms, mate.
Brandon, will you go back to him? Is he someone, if he misses New South Wales selection next week, it's going to be a pretty easy swap for Ponga to him.
I'll be going directly back if he's not picked.
100%. I'm
Plays
glad.
all the major buy rounds, and Manly's run over the next 8 weeks is pretty red hot.
Yeah, I mean, he's not looking free and easy now, but a couple of weeks' time, he could be back running. He's freer, and they're playing him now because he has to. Means he keeps some level of fitness, and when his knee comes back to being all right, you'd love to be on him, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, I'd love to be on him when he's playing the Tigers and the Titans.
Especially, well, and history shows, and Pappy showed on the weekend, you can score four tries and go 200 still. Still
Yep.
unavailable.
No Cherry Evans there in a
13,
bye round. It'll
13,
be
that's
all round to
still,
Tommy.
even if your team goes shit at Brookvale, you can cheer Tommy on.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, well, that's actually perfect. That's what I'll be doing. Righto, boys, trades. Dan, I'm going to go straight to you. Where have you got to across the last hour? Because I know that there's smoke coming out of the phone. He has worked so furiously. He's hardly contributed with words, but geez, he's going to contribute now.
Does anyone have a charger? Do you have a battery over it? I'm all over the shop here, listener. Yeah. I'm locking in Aaron. Aaron's coming in somewhere. And
Well, presumably in the front row of the second row.
how that happened, I'm not too sure. Anyway, I'll get the abacus out and we'll make that happen. So Aaron's definitely locked in. He's coming in. And I might look at, say, someone like Marky Mark
Can
or
I ask you a question? Just to throw a bit more turmoil into your
excellent.
life.
Thank you.
Zach Hosking's definitely coming in, should play 80 minutes on an edge, 500,000. What's Zach Hosking going to score? How much difference is there going to be between Zach Hosking and Aaron Clark? Silence. Matthew, do you want to, what do you predict?
Well, I hope Zach Hosking scores more than Aaron Clark.
I think he's got more than.
Oh, shit. Now I'm going to get both of them.
I can see a lot more value in a Zach Hosking than an Aaron Clark, 500K versus 500, 670K.
That's Aaron's.
Doesn't like Aaron. He has never liked Aaron.
I think Aaron Clark's a terrific Supercoach player, but not for 670K, sorry.
What do you think now? Has that changed you? Else.
Hey, he scored bloody 100 points in the weekend, so what do I know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's my question is for $160,000 difference, what's the points difference
Yeah,
going
and Hosking's base is nowhere near as good as Aaron's, but Hosking, I'm hoping, has a bit of upside.
He's playing in a really good attacking team at the moment. In
his brother just friend request me.
Did he?
Yeah.
And
I'm also trying to free cash up to make moves next week.
Yeah.
Honestly, my house.
Question without notice: how much money do you want to go into next week with free, like in the bank? What are you really looking to go into next week, knowing we've got three trades? What do you sort of want to have as a salary left balance?
I don't know. I have three trades left. I'm going to be like, guards, you just use them all this week.
Well, you get through next week.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, that's a genuine question. How much do you want to have in the bank going into next week? Have a think about it, Mark. What are your trades this week?
This week, Marzu out. I'm late to the Fletcher Sharp party, but
It's a pretty good party to be at.
and I can just see him going all Ryan Pappenhausen on Parramatta at 6 p.m. on Friday evening, backing everything up.
I'm VC.
Did I see right
Leo
that
Thompson's out.
Leo Thompson's out, Marju's out, so they're two guys that give him a fair bit of punch through the middle and coming out of hard ball, like hard yard territory. Is there a world where it's just an absolute stinker with two shit forward packs battling it out between the 30s? And Moses will kick to 10 out, Newcastle will bring it to 40 out, they'll kick to 20 out, Parramatta will get back to halfway. Moses will. Like, I can just see a game of absolute rubbish. And I wonder if the attacking stats mightn't come for either team.
I can see a game where Fletcher Sharp scores four tries. That's what I can see.
I can also
This is
see
like
that.
the Magic Round's tip,
Yeah.
before, and saying that Fletcher, that Magic Round is going to score three tries, and people
So
go,
Fletcher Sharp's coming
Fletcher
in.
Sharp, and I am going clear to Hughes at this point.
Righto. Trainer, trades this week.
So at the moment, I'm doing Nicholson across to Hosking. Yeah, free up a little bit of money there and plays the Titans this week. I see value and great buy coverage. And then getting rid of Greggy. Sort of, I'm on an iron about getting rid of Greggy at 4 weeks, but I've traded him out at the moment to Marky Mark.
Nice.
So yeah, low ownership. Roosters have been going good, giving him a bit of ball on the right there, and good base, excellent buy coverage, obviously. And
You
yeah,
still own
I'll
Robert Toyer?
yeah.
Yeah, so there's a nice little match up with the two of them down that right side. It appears with Mark coming onto the wing that they go that side a bit more often.
Yeah,
So
100%.
could explain why Billy Smith's gone back into the wilderness.
Bring back Dom Young.
So
Yeah, because every time I watch Marky Mark score a try, I get angry, so it's gonna make me a lot happier.
I love watching him play too. He always looks
Yeah.
like he's got plenty of
Breaks
time and
a tackle every time he takes a run out of his own end, just about his
all the
base is
Junos
cool.
had their origin teams out, and one, I can't remember which one it was, had him on the wing for New South
What an
Wales.
idiot.
Who, Marky Mark?
Oh my God.
Who did that?
I
Probably
can't remember
Buzz.
which journal it was, but one of them, and I
Was it
read it, and I
Buzz?
went, no, it
Was it Braith?
wasn't.
They're the two dumbest ones I can think of.
Jesus Christ. I'm making one trade definitely this week, and it is my man, Couchman. He's served me very well. That shoulder injury is hampering him. I don't think it's going to come good for a little while. They've said 2 weeks, but those sort of injuries can often take longer. He is a guy that He's going to cop a flogging through there. He's not a huge build yet. He's a guy that I'll go back to another year, I think, or maybe hopefully he drops a bit of cash. And I'm going to Zach Hosking. I was going to go to Aaron, but I'm going to Hosking just because of the price difference. And I don't think the score difference will be that huge. Hosking has a pretty good base even coming from second row. Like, I think he's still going to base 50. So any attacking stats and he'll be up into that 70, 80 point range. And for 160K cheaper, it leaves me 280K in the bank going into next week. I don't know if I'll trade Marzio out this week because I just don't know who I want. I don't know if I desperately need Herbie. I don't know if I want to get Garrick back in yet. Just not sure. So I'm just not going to do anything.
I think Garrick's got a pretty high break even
Yeah,
in the
it's still,
high 90s or something
still
is
reasonably
what he
high.
was doing.
So that leaves me with 26 trades. How many trades does that leave you with?
I don't know about that, 25 or 26.
Trainer, you said you've gone hard. How hard have you gone?
If I use two this week, I'll have 23 left.
Okay. Yeah.
If I use my two, well, I'm using two this week. I have 24 and a boost left.
Yep. So I've got a boost left as well.
Yeah, I've still got a boost.
So that's I'm happy with where I'm sitting with regard to trades. I think I'm going to have to go down that strategy of trying to keep some trades to try and make some ground up at some point. I think I'm not going to trade as heavily over Origin as I did last year. So that's where I'm desperately going to try and save some trades. I know that's your strategy as well, Matt. So we will now talk captains and vice captains because, Mark, you'll attest it's pretty important to get this right.
Well, I won't say the first thing that came to my mind then, but
Did it start with an F and end with
yeah,
an off?
just asking if you like sex and travel.
Matt, who are you captaining and vice captaining this week?
At the moment, I've got VC, Ponga, C, Drinky, but I do like both the front rowers as captain options too this week, Haas and May, both going against some other ordinary middles, so.
That's what I've done. I've got the VC on Fletcher Sharp in that Knights para game, and I've got May or Haas. So I think I'll probably go with Payne Haas just because
Day game.
in the Dragons.
I can see him getting a sneaky little offload or a little try assist
What
in the
about
day.
a try?
Could get a try too, yeah.
I hope so.
Or two, yeah. Maybe there's some.
I've changed mine now. VC on Fletcher Sharp and maybe.
No, nice. Okay. Who do they play?
Dragons.
Your day game. Okay. I'm looking to not go anywhere near that Para Knights game because I've got no idea what it's going to look like. I don't want to be disappointed when the Eels lose in my.
The forecast is quite poor too, I believe,
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Friday here, so.
So I'm not keen necessarily on that game. I'm looking at Jacob Carraz, and I think he could have a really good game pushing for Origin. I think he knows he's there or thereabouts. He looked pretty good against the Raiders. I don't think the defence from the Roosters is as good as that. So he's going to be my VC. And then day game, I really do like Payne Haas. I think this is going to be one of his big games leading into Origin. So I'm going to captain Payne Haas.
I think Dan's changing again.
Oh, I'm staying away. You got it wrong, Mark.
Alternatively, if I do sell Nathan Cleary to Jamal Fogarty, I could go a real flyer and captain Fogarty in a day game against the Titans. So, yeah, but at the moment, I'm going a little conservative. Kiraz into Haas. I can use any one of Cleary to, well, only Cleary, really, to loop. So, I don't have a heap of looping options this week because I'm not very flush with Penrith players. Don't own him. So, that's where that's at, Mark. Two out of three last week.
Two out of three. So, listeners know that, or listener knows that we
It's
are.
more personal that way. You think that they're you're talking
Yeah,
directly to
directly
them.
to them. I know that we're playing the doubles this year as well as the all up, the three try scorers. So, I'm trying to find blokes with a bit of value. I'm not going for the 50 winger.
Good,
You
because
know,
you couldn't get them
I
to score either.
couldn't get them to score last year. But Sharp and Katoa crossed the strike last year. It was just imagine the shithouse Broncos that stopped another 20-1 pop lobbing with
Before you name that,
Willis.
I meant to ask, how are you feeling about Madge 10 weeks in? You're pretty keen before the season. Truthful reaction.
Justice for Kevin.
I don't want friggin' Kevin back. That's for sure.
Kevin's
But
having the time of his life ruining every Saturday and Sunday on Fox
I'm
Sports.
loving how excited he is.
Oh, he is an absolute punish. Christ.
And I want to thank him for my tracksuit.
Oh, anyway, how's Madge going? Not as well as I would have hoped, clearly.
Yeah. Any whispers on, how you would read a lot of fan pages and a lot of social stuff of people that go to the trainings and all that sort of stuff? Is there any whispers about here that he's potentially losing the dressing room?
Only what Buzz Rothfield has said, so take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah. I was wondering if apparently he sprayed him on a 15-minute
Before the fan pages that I read from the Parramatta sites, they were pretty well on the money of when about 6 weeks out from when Brad Arthur was going before the mainstream press, they were like, doesn't look good. He's being isolated at training, he's this and that. So just thought I'd see if we can get a scoop. Nothing. Okay. Sorry, Mark.
That's all right. Anyway, so I alluded to it earlier, I had a bit of a throw at the stumps this week. Lucky Gardsy's not here, I'll probably get put on the gym list for using a different sporting metaphor.
Letting you know.
Fletcher Sharp has done me well the last couple of weeks. I think he's a pretty good value, like $2.55, I think he was, to score a try against Parramatta. Holy, bit of shit, so. Yeah. Payne Haas, I just, what's there, do you like to say? Feel it in my plums.
Deep in the
I
plums.
just think Payne is going to explode against the Dragons this week. He's $5 something, score a try. And the Titans concede tries to left back rowers for fun. This year, Hudson Young scores tries for fun. It's a match made in heaven. He's like about $2.35 or something too. So the three of those, Fletcher Sharp, Payne Haas, Hudson Young, $31.52, all three to score. Play the doubles as well. Very good value with Payne Haas in there at $5. Gamble responsibly, all of that. The more you bet, the more you win, all of that stuff.
Absolutely. That looks like a good one this week. I know you've probably upset Trainer having two of his players in the multi. He doesn't
Oh, I
like
feel like
that.
he's cursed himself more there. He's vice captain Sharp, so. And also, if Gardsy doesn't captain Hudson Young this week, he's got rocks in his head.
Absolutely. Do you reckon he will?
I'm going to tell him to, so
Yeah,
yeah, he will.
that'd be good. I think I'm nearly tempted to captain Hosking if I don't get Jamal. Like,
That's
I
scary.
really get left the field here. Leave it till late. Leave it till late. So, and the worst you could do if you don't feel it on that day is go to Tino. So, who knows? Anyway, boys, good pod. Been a long one, I think. I think it feels like that went for a long time. I don't know if it's just because we didn't talk a lot of footy. I feel like we talked a lot of AI. The race to get our 21 guns, I think we talked about it earlier in the year. Guardsy, I looked at, he's nearly got 16 million in funds to get his 21 gun salute happening. Not a bad little bank he's built there. It's just the trick now of getting rid of blokes and getting other blokes in, like downgrades. That's the tricky part, isn't it? To
Yeah, but
know
there's a
who to downgrade.
couple of good ones on the horizon, so.
Yeah, so that's what we've got to be patient.
21 players is too many.
21's too many for Dan. He wants 18.
I just want 18.
You can go now, Dan. Start pissing the other ones off. Go now. Save
Come
your.
next week, we've got three trays locked in next week.
Just
Three months.
nothing. Three nuffs.
Else is scrambling for buy-round coverage. Dan's bringing three nuffs. Oh dear. Righto. Thanks, boys. Ta-ta and farewell.